Old Navy's kicking off the holidays in style with 40% off everything. That's right, everything on your list is on sale now. Get 40% off every pair of jeans, 40% off all sweatshirts and all hoodies, even 40% off all outerwear. Get 40% off all the holiday gifts they want at a price you want. 40% off everything at Old Navy and OldNavy.com now. Hurry in or miss out. Valid 11/14 to 11/19. Excludes gift cards, today only and 2-day only deals, gift of the week, clearance, register lane items, Zip Zap stuff, and jewelry. Old Navy's kicking off the holidays in style with 40% off everything. That's right, everything on your list is on sale now. Get 40% off every pair of jeans, 40% off all sweatshirts and all hoodies, even 40% off all outerwear. Get 40% off all the holiday gifts they want at a price you want. 40% off everything at Old Navy and OldNavy.com now. Hurry in or miss out. Valid 11/14 to 11/19. Excludes gift cards, today only and 2-day only deals, gift of the week, clearance, register lane items, Zip Zap stuff, and jewelry.
Here it comes again, lunch. Will it be the same old, or are you ready to take a vacation from the ordinary with the new Jamaican Jerk Turkey Sub at Firehouse Subs? Freshly sliced smoked turkey breast, craveably sweet mustard sauce, and a hint of Caribbean seasoning. Just $5.55 for a medium. Save time. Order the new Jamaican Jerk Turkey Sub on the Firehouse Subs app. Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs. Save more lives. Participating locations, limited time only, plus tax. Prices may vary for delivery.
Get to Old Navy Saturday and Sunday just in time for back to school. Girls and boys polos are $3 in stores only. Plus, Saturday only jeans are $10 for adults, $7 for kids at Old Navy and OldNavy.com. Valid 8/10 to 8/11. Limit 5 polos, select styles only.
All new Ellen, Michael Strahan. Plus, a little cruise ship dancer taking over social media.
People were coming up to me and asking me for autographs. It was kind of awkward. But...
Right, well, it's going to be more awkward now.
Ellen, today at 3 on NBC4. Imagine moving into a new home and hearing scratching, screeching every night.
Inside the walls, hundreds of bats.
They just took over the house.
I had no idea.
Warning signs, something could be lurking in your home. Today at 5 on NBC4.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the... Hey, Jamie, it's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to nationals this year! Sorry, this is pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hello, and welcome to a new episode of the Liquid Gamer Podcast. My name is Ryan.
And I'm Dante.
So today we're talking about, it's another Dante choice, we're talking about Animal Crossing.
And it feels so right.
It does, because I guess E3 and everything, right?
Perfect timing, yes.
Good time on both your choices, actually. So like always, we're going to be starting out with a quiz. What did you get last time? You did poorly.
I did poorly. I think I managed a 50% on one of them, maybe.
Wow. Well, hopefully you do a little bit better on this one. We'll see.
I hope so.
We shall see.
There's a lot of trivia this week.
All right. I tried to mix it up, get some City Folk, some New Leaf, some original. So
okay.
I didn't want to...
You didn't want to fail me.
Well, I don't know what games you played specifically, or all. Did you play? Okay. Question number one. Animal Crossing is actually a port of a Nintendo 64 title. What was that game called?
I knew you were going to ask me this, and I was supposed to look it up, and I did not.
Nice.
I know it. I No, pictures to it and everything. I don't know what it's called. It's something... something forest.
Take a guess.
Forest life or forest animals or something like
that. All right. Well, I'm not going to give it to you. It is Animal Forest.
Oh, come on.
So,
I said forest animal.
And I did. Oh, is that the same thing? That's okay. Number two. In the Japanese version, you can break into Tom Nook's after they close. Using what against the door?
I would think.
Yeah.
An axe?
That is wrong. It is a shovel.
I would have said it, but that seems...
Yeah, it doesn't seem... An axe would have been much better.
That's funny.
Number three is... Okay, in Smash Wii U, mm-hmm. what is used in the villagers' up air and down air attacks?
In the up air...
No, the same. They're the same object. Kind of like how Pac-Man has his ghosts.
The Wii's dandelions.
No.
No. It's cotton.
No. I'll give you one more just because I'm nice.
I don't know.
It's a turnip.
Yeah, duh. Oh, my goodness.
This isn't good.
Why did I say all those bad answers?
I don't know.
Those were terrible answers.
I'm really worried. Number four, I think you'll get... this question is near and dear to my heart, my wife's heart, because we played Animal Crossing, and I think you'll get it right. Number four, who does Rossetti work for? Do you know who Rossetti is?
I do.
Oh, okay. So he comes out, blah, blah, blah. Can I have a moment of your time? I work for the blank, blank center.
You know, I don't pay attention to him.
You're one of those people that's just...
I really do. And then I know that the button,
and it's like an hour of you tapping buttons. The Reset Surveillance Center.
Yeah. I know you can buy him in the Leaf and
I. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Number five.
Did I get a point? Did you give me the first one? No.
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 You have 0 points.
Okay.
Zero. You've never had zero.
I know.
Two is your lowest, right?
I won't have zero.
Two.
Two is my lowest.
Okay.
I won't have zero. I'm sure you can get an easy one somewhere.
I feel like these work. Oh. All right. Number five, especially the last one. What country led to the alpacas being added to New Leaf?
Australia?
Japan. I feel like that was kind of... alpacas are huge in Japan.
They are. Okay.
They're huge.
That's...
Very trending. I did a card game with alpacas, boom.
I learned two things today.
Number six. Oh for five right now. How do you acquire Mario-themed items in City Folk?
Oh, in City Folk? Somebody just put out the answer to. Let's see. I remember getting some.
When you?
I remember digging up some.
Mm.
Or getting some from the balloon. Or from, like, the mailman delivering them to me.
Okay, well, you can't say five things. And
oh, okay. Fine.
So pick one.
The mailman.
It was shoot down balloons. Oh, you heard it! Oh! It's too bad. Number seven.
You're killing me.
Which animal has the highest amount of neighbor characters? So, like, are there more bears? Are there more dogs? Are there more cats? Are there more sheep? Are there more cows?
I've never given that thought.
Well, think about it.
But I'm going to guess.
Think about it. Think about it.
I'm gonna say a rabbit.
Rabbit. The answer is cats.
Okay, I see it now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do see that.
Wow.
That's a tough one.
I don't think
anybody in the audience knew that.
I mean, if you think about it, like, after I give you the answer, you're like, oh, I can probably name.
Yeah.
This is sad. All right. Number eight.
I have a lot of rabbit friends.
Do you? Yes. Okay. Gyroids are extremely similar to an item used from Japanese culture in what process?
I don't even understand that question.
Yeah, I know. It's hard. So they look like something used in this. In the blank process. The blank process. They look similar to something in the cooking process, and the, you know what I mean? Like that kind of thing.
Karaoke dancing?
Burial.
Why?
So when someone dies, they make a clay little figure with a mouth like that. Kind of looks like a ghost fire hydrant thing. And it's supposed to represent their kind of, not pet in the spirit world, but
That explains why the first guide. One in the main one looked creepy.
It looked creepy, and how did you get it? You dug it up. Mm-hmm. Also implying that it's from the burial ritual.
Something else. Cultural.
We're on 9. This is, try to get harder at the end. You were supposed to get like boom, boom, boom.
And then fall off.
All right, 9. In New Leaf, what happens at 3:33 a.m. on Sundays and Mondays? In the house, we'll say. I'll do that. In the house.
On the TV is staticky.
Okay.
An alien message.
Woo! We got one!
I told you I won't finish with a zero.
Oh, that's great news. That's great news.
Although I could have set the liquid gamma record by getting zero.
I think one is still a record.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure.
It is.
All right. Hopefully you get two. You can match your Kirby.
Such a joke.
10. You want to head to the island. How much is it round trip?
In what game?
I
was just making sure you're not tricking me.
No. I mean, it's what, New Leaf, right? With the yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
$1,000.
That's correct. 2 out of 10.
500.
Came in strong on the end.
Yes. But I did learn some stuff. That's very interesting.
I know you'll do excellent on Metroid, which is the next episode.
I thought I was going to probably get 6 out of 10 on this one.
So. No, I know you'll do really good on Metroid.
Okay.
But that was kind of disappointing, but I'm glad you had some.
I really enjoyed it.
So Animal Crossing.
Let's go.
Which actually means Animal Forest in the direct translation. Is a simulation game developed and published by Nintendo, where you play the only human who moves to a village inhabited by animal-ish people. You do various activities such as fishing, bug catching, decorating, a lot of buying and selling.
You even work for a little while.
Do a little work, clean up the place, get the weeds, chop down some trees, whatever. It's very open-ended gameplay. Uses the system's clock to simulate actual passages of time. Mm-hmm. We talked about Rossetti, who... I'm a big cheater, right? Obviously.
I figured. Why wouldn't you be?
Yeah. So, and I wanted to... I don't know. The game came out... When did it come out? It was like... It was kind of a...
You talking GameCube?
I think so. Yeah. But it was like a winter release, mm-hmm. but I didn't get it until like January or something, right? January, February. And I wanted to know what the New Year's party was like. So I went a year into the future on my game settings, like on my system settings, and that's when good old Rossetti... Because I wanted to see the ball drop in the game. And it is a pain to get through his menu.
It's rough. It's entertaining if you read it, but...
It is entertaining, but I think it's brilliant.
It is.
To have that, like, as a we-know-what-you're-doing kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I finally did get through, like, it was a mess. The town was a mess. There was weeds everywhere.
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 You regretted it so much, didn't you?
I did. And then I had to reset again and go through the whole process with... Rossetti.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Did you know that in New Leaf, they actually did not make that a requirement because too many people cried because of Rossetti?
Why?
They cried because I guess he was mean in his speech. Which is ironic because they're cheating.
He starts out really nice.
Yeah.
Can I have a moment of your time?
But when you keep doing it, it gets really... Like, he catches on to you, like, for the third, fourth, fifth time. He's like, what are you doing? And he's, like, screaming at you.
Yeah. Stop!
People were crying, so they're like, well, we won't make it. If you want him to do this to you, he can. Which I don't know why anybody would choose to have him do that to you.
Wow. So bullying.
Yeah.
He's a bully.
Yes.
So let's talk about the characters. We're going to go over the first game. The first three, were the first three games all console?
No.
How'd they come out?
GameCube.
Well, no, I mean, are we counting Nintendo 64?
No, this is
with, insane. What'd you call it?
Forest Life.
Forest Animal Life.
I'm sure that might be the Japanese translation.
You're way off. The first game... Which, I don't know, I think it's still my favorite.
Oh, yeah.
The first game sold 2.321 million copies.
Impressive, actually.
Yes.
Or something not known.
So, 2.32 million. Wild World, which one was that?
DS.
Okay. DS, 11.73 million. Huge.
I see that.
City Folk... Doesn't top Wild World, but 3.38 million. Mm-hmm. And then New Leaf, we're looking at 8.73 so far.
That's actually...
That's insane.
That's more impressive. Because there's less people with 3DSs than there were DSs.
Right. So that means in total, Animal Crossing as a franchise, which is what we're talking about today, has sold 24.15 million units worldwide.
Just four games.
Yeah.
That is impressive.
It's no Call of Duty numbers.
No, but...
But for that kind of game, that's a big deal. Because we've talked on the show about, like, Harvest Moon.
Right.
Like, we like games like
and
that.
And Sims.
Yeah, we like games like that. I don't know why.
No, I don't either.
Like, you're taking... You're literally working for... On a TV.
Yeah.
For fake money. But it's just... I don't know. I've always enjoyed... That kind of game. Even with SimCity, when I was younger, I played SimCity like crazy. But, I mean, it's led to a lot of spin-off franchise stuff. So, I mean, he's in, you know, we have the villager in Smash.
Smash Brothers,
yeah. They also have...
Shut up in Mario Kart.
Monster Hunter 4 Ultimate. Mm-hmm. Has Isabelle and Mr. Rossetti.
Yep.
So, I mean, it's just...
It's definitely got its own type of cult.
Mario Kart 8.
Yep.
Yep.
And it's really interesting because it's nothing like The Sims. I don't feel like it's as involved as The Sims.
You know what it's a lot like? Like, you know, we talked about in the Sims episode, but those really bad ports, My Sims.
Mm-hmm.
My Sims kinda took a chunk out of Animal Crossing. To make it, even art style-wise, they took it a little bit.
Yeah. But I think it's because Animal Crossing is just so simple compared to Harvest Moon and Sims.
Mm.
That's just what people like. It's really a social... Now, it's become a very social game because of the online play.
Right.
And it's almost like the game now is, let me show off what I have and what I can do and what I've done to my town.
Okay.
Some of the things like...
Kind of how Minecraft is.
Yeah. Because, you know, like with some of the features like how you can pass somebody else's 3DS and you can actually visit their house, like New Leaf lets you hold up to 50 houses and you can just see like all these different people's houses. You can buy stuff out of their house that you like.
Hmm.
So it's kind of a bragging game, bragging social, chill, relaxed game. But you really can't define what it is.
Right.
But it's just, I don't know, for me it's just simple. What got me into the franchise was, I just thought it was interesting that the premise of the game was you live in a village, you're the only human, and you're just socializing with these in-game characters.
Yeah. Because in Sims, but you're see, not like, really for me, so you think the game's more like the object was to socialize. The goal was to pay off my house.
Oh, that's definitely...
And if anything, these games can teach people a lot financially. You work hard.
You can cheat, Ryan.
Well, you work hard. I was in a coma. My character was in a coma. How about that?
Okay, fine.
You work hard, you make money, you pay off your debt.
Yeah.
That's the game.
But Tom Nook is such a crook.
Tom Nook is a good guy, apparently.
He's such a crook. He's a white-collar animal criminal.
Oh, okay.
You know, you pay off your debt, and he's like, oh, yeah, I'll upgrade.
Upgrades.
Yeah, no problem. Oh, by the way, when I'm finished, you owe me 900 bells. 900,000 bells.
Right.
Okay.
That is a bit much.
You can't tell me up front, because I might not have done it. I don't mind being a debt, because I feel like everything I earn in Animal Crossing, like, I might as well just...
It's all going towards your debt. So. That you didn't even really...
Or I could just live in my efficiency home and just have all the clothes and...
Yeah. Like me, I have my small house that does what it needs to do. Payments are low. Live within my means.
Nah.
And I learned that from Animal Crossing. I don't need Tom Nook coming over here and wanting to add additions to my house.
Yeah, but you kind of want
him. Yeah, I was weird. I didn't do that. What did you spend a lot of your time doing? How'd you earn bells?
Digging up fossils.
Oh, you were a fossil guy.
And trying to catch expensive bugs.
Oh, see, I was...
Sounds into the collectibles.
Mine was really fish related. Everything was fish related.
Too many sea bass. It just ticked me off.
Mm.
Way too many. But I mean, the collectibles were really interesting for me, especially because of the seasons. You know, you can only get certain ones in real time. So, you know, I guess for me it was like, it's winter. I'm gonna get everything I can possibly get in the winter now.
Okay.
I might take a few weeks off. Spring comes around, I'm back into the game. That's just how it was for me.
Okay.
So, whatever extra fossils and insects and fish I had, I sold them and it went to Tom Nook.
Everything went to Tom Nook.
So.
His store kept getting better and.
Yeah. So you could buy more stuff.
Right.
To put in your home that he's charging you for.
Yeah. It was actually, I mean, it's a game of capitalism.
Yeah, it's realistic. But, I did enjoy talking to the characters because they had some humor to them and
mm-hmm.
they kind of had their own in-game personality. Like there were a couple of them that just had bad attitudes and always wanted you to go do something for them and were just bossy, and it's kind of fun, it's cute, but focusing on in particular like the first one on GameCube, what was really nice about it was the soundtrack. It has a really good soundtrack.
I don't even know.
Maybe you haven't noticed it, but because you know every hour the music changed with mm-hmm. the hour, and so like at night you kind of get this more chill, relaxed time to slow down and just head back home and chill. And in the morning it's more wake up-y. Then in the afternoon it's kind of like upbeat and real tempo. I don't know. It's a game like I would come home from school and just play for an hour and be like, okay, I'm good. I don't need to play 5 hours. I don't need to play every day, but I don't feel like pressure to do anything. Like Sims, like we talked about before, like gotta wake my character up, make sure they got enough sleep, feed them, gotta make sure they go to the bathroom, gotta make sure they get to work on time, and then sit there through the simulation of them being at work, and then do it all over when they come back home. It just felt like such a chore. Now, Harvest Moon is a little bit different because, you know, you're choosing what you want to do throughout the day. If you don't want to do anything, fine, but you're not going to get anything accomplished. But in Animal Crossing, it's perfectly fine to just walk around town, talk, and see what everybody's saying, and turn it off.
Hmm.
And I don't think you can say that about any other game.
I agree.
So, but then with the DS, Wild World, same game, but... They added the online where I could actually invite 3 people to my town, or I could go to somebody else's town. And you saw a lot of creativity in the way people were designing their towns, their homes, and just being able to talk to them. I mean, in that game, you could text chat, you could actually voice chat. It was kind of interesting. I'm sure many people wish Nintendo didn't have their restrictions where, you know, you got to get their friend code and add them. It's like, how do I even do that if I don't go to some forum or a blog or whatever and get their code to add them? They're still like that to this day. But if you were fortunate enough to get people to come to your town or go to someone's town. It was quite the experience. And City Folk carried over that same idea over just better graphics. However, City Folk, which I think the sales kind of reflect compared to Wild World, because, I mean, we know that we sold like hotcakes. But, yeah, I mean, I guess 3 million is a respectable number, but out of 100 million Wii's.
Right.
The thing was, it didn't change anything from Wild World. It was just a more colorful widescreen version of the DS. So, even the reviews reflected that. Like, it feels kind of like a... I don't even know, just like a, not like a port, but because they did add where you can go down to the city and like get your shoe shine and change your hair, but it wasn't enough to like really feel like a new game. So, I don't know. And then New Leaf completely changed the game because now you were the mayor of the town.
Right.
Have you played New Leaf?
Uh-uh.
You have? No, you haven't. So you've only played the GameCube.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, wow.
And I was fine with that. I could probably still play right now.
Actually, yeah, that's nothing wrong with that.
Because I'm actually, you know, we just had Father's Day, and my wife was trying to get me something. And everything she got me, I just returned. I was like, eh, you can have your money back. But I think I'm going to have to get a GameCube. Yeah, because, I mean, with, you know, like, I have a Romulator on my computer, but, I don't know, it's not the same.
No.
It's either a PS2 or a GameCube. So next time you come over, I'll have one of the two hooked up right there. We'll see.
Well, in New Leaf, you were the mayor of the town. So you got to make all the decisions of what was going on. You got to decide where certain things could be built at. All the little different buildings that you saw in the other games, like the Lost and Found Center, even like the cafe, things like that, you had to get donations or put your money towards it to get it built. And you could even change different rules in the town. So like you could set an ordinance where everything you sell is worth more, but everything costs more too.
Okay.
Or you could have an ordinance where everybody takes care of the town and plants flowers and picks weeds, so your town will have no weeds ever.
Wow.
Plenty of flowers.
Nice.
You could even set things where like the stores will stay open later, but they'll open later.
Okay.
Different things like that to just kind of felt you made you feel like you have more control, more online accessibility by not exactly having to have so many friend codes, but you had to at least have them on your friends list.
Okay.
So you didn't have to be so specific. More items and all the junk like that, and you know, using all the 3DS features. But New Leaf has, which I'm impressed by the numbers you read, has been really well received, especially considering like the last two, like I said, didn't really change the formula. So, like for me, New Leaf, when I first got it, like it was not a big deal to just come home and play for like 30 minutes and just move on. Just like, you know, all the other Animal Crossing games, you even had like the island that you could go to where you could get like really rare fish and you could swim. You could actually swim.
Yeah, that was one of the big...
there were all type of like different little mini games on the island, which the first one had where you could dig up NES classics. That was before the age of virtual consoles and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So, which was kind of cool, because sometimes I would just turn that on just to play like the tennis game or
golf
or
whatever. I did that too.
So, so those are your four main games of the series. Now, I feel like I have to address Nintendo's E3.
Please. It would be the good time to do it.
I'm sure like most of you out there listening were outraged. I certainly was. Because leading up to it, you hear about the amiibos and the cards. And they already announced that they were making Animal Crossing Happy Home Design, I believe it's called.
That's
which is a strange game, because you're designing other people's homes.
Right.
I'm sure there's some meat to it, at least I'm going to hope, but I don't know.
I don't know, like, I feel like their whole E3 was about making stuff, You know what I mean? You get the Mario Maker thing, you got the home designer thing. It's just like, I want a game, like a real game.
Yeah, I can't see there being a lot of substance to that.
Yeah.
It's going to be interesting to see how that's perceived and how... I mean, at this point, I think Animal Crossing is iconic to the point where people will just buy anything Animal Crossing.
Hmm.
I guess we'll see. But, so that's that. So, you know, they're doing the whole Amiibo and card thing. And then towards the end of the show, they show you this Animal Crossing on Wii U, Beautiful World, HD. And then you realize it's a board game. And it's like, really?
Yeah.
Board game. Did we not just get Mario Party?
Right.
Like, really? And not only that, you have to have the Amiibos to play it.
Yeah.
Now, they're saying the game will be free, but you have to buy the Amiibos, so it's really not free.
Yeah.
But I don't understand why they felt like... I mean, because, like, you know, like... In our other shows that we've done, like we talked about Sonic, Mega Man, Mario, even Crash, they all did spin-off type games after a familiar game was released.
Hmm. It gets people aware of the franchise and then, you know.
Right, so I expect it. But we haven't had a console Animal Crossing in a while. And at this point, it doesn't seem like we're going to get one because it feels like Nintendo's ready to move on to their next generation system.
Right.
So, you're only going to whet my appetite with an Animal Crossing home designing game and a Mario Party Animal Crossing game. It just doesn't make sense. So, I don't know. I was really disappointed. I mean, I know a lot of people are going to buy the Amiibos, and I feel like Nintendo is really harking on the... I mean, Amiibo has been such a success for them. Nobody can deny that, but... To just make an Animal Crossing game that requires an Amiibo is such a disservice to the fans because we all know how hard it is to get Amiibos.
Yeah.
So, you know, it would be like Mario Maker. You can't have it if you don't get Mario and Luigi Amiibos. You know, it's just such an odd decision by Nintendo. And I guess it's something they felt like they had to do because of the state that we use in. I don't know. I really don't know. But, I mean... To give some information on the Amiibo game, they do stick to some of the familiarity with Animal Crossing. Like every day passes in the game as a turn, so you have 30 turns in every game, and you're socializing. You're doing a lot of the same things. You're just not in control. But I mean, that's pretty much all we have about it. So I don't know how much fun this is really going to be.
All I see is two disappointing titles.
I do too.
So.
And hopefully for the NX, the new Nintendo system coming, maybe they already have something planned and ready for that, but...
It would have to be a launch title.
I would hope so.
I don't know.
What did you name your character?
Actually, this is a PG show, so...
Oh, wow.
Even my town, I can't name.
Even in a Nintendo world, you have to be rated M.
Very M.
Okay. Well, my character name was Luther, and I've carried that name through all the games.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, everything I do is inappropriate. So, I would love to tell you off the air.
I guess I'll just wait to see it. You still have the memory card?
No, but I'll make them. I know the name.
Okay.
And I did the same thing on...
Everybody, I'm facepalming right now because of Ryan.
It's bad. They both use very strong language.
Did you and your wife like both like coexist in the same town?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
That's cool.
I mean, that was one of our go-to games.
Did you ever sabotage it?
No. I knew better.
You?
Nah.
Hmm. You didn't set like pitfalls for her to like walk into?
So is this your favorite GameCube game? It's probably my second.
Why do you say that?
Why is it my second?
Mm-hmm.
It just
is. Well, I mean, like, what's your first?
Oh.
Sorry.
My favorite GameCube game is called Custom Robo.
Oh, never played it.
Oh.
I've heard good things about it.
Yeah, Custom Robo is my favorite GameCube game. Animal Crossing is my second. Very different games.
No, Melee is definitely my favorite game.
Okay.
But then Animal Crossing.
Gotcha. So it's your second. It's your second. Melee, for me, it's completely social, so I would have to put it three. It's not... For me, my number one's got to be something that can be played by one. Entertaining the whole time. Melee can, but it's just like, eh, I feel like I've beat this so many times on the hardest level possible. You know what I mean?
That's because you haven't ran into me.
We have not ever played Melee.
I know.
Together. Maybe once I get the GameCube, though.
Yeah.
You have a controller, right?
I do.
Sweet. We can do that live on the show. Even though we've already done a Smash Brothers show. We'll do a custom Robo show.
Okay.
So let's go over the aggregate scores for the four Animal Crossing titles.
Okay.
And that's what we'll end on. The first game, Animal Crossing, received an 86.25%. Wild World got an 86.27%. So slightly higher. Mm-hmm. City Folk, 73. Huge drop down.
Sounds about right.
But as you said, sounds about right. And then New Leaf, highest rated, 86.93. And you agree? I mean,
fairly consistent. I do agree with it.
Yeah, I mean, very consistent. That kind of genre isn't for everyone. So 86 is probably a damn good score.
Before we go.
Yeah.
Did you ever indulge in the KK Slider weekly musical thing?
No.
No? You don't have a heart.
Well, I just... Who it's has cool. the time?
Oh, what are you doing at 9 o'clock on Saturday?
I'm getting ready for bed.
I love KK Slider, and I think the rest of the fans out there and all of our Liquid gamers, whether you like Nintendo or not, will agree that KK Slider is awesome. He's a dog that plays a guitar on a bench who started from the bottom and worked his way all the way up to owning his own club.
All right. Now that the madness has started, it's time to say goodbye.
Yes.
What are you talking about?
What do you mean, what am
I talking about? I saw the videos, but... Like, I've seen all these videos for...
KK?
Yeah. Just skip.
You don't skip KK.
All right.
It's the only way for you to get music in your home. You listen to him, and he gives you a free recording of his live performance.
Yeah, I know. I just don't care.
So you mean your house has no music?
I don't think so.
Oh, you're really roughing it.
I mean, it's a very tiny, tiny little house.
You need to play New Leaf. You have a 3DS, you need to play New Leaf. You need to. With the way you like to control things, you need to. And you can freely cheat without Rossetti messing with you.
I'll think about it. Okay. But I'm more focused on retroing this room and getting a GameCube. So I can play Quidditch Tournament and Custom Robo.
What about Chibi Robo?
I don't know what that is.
Okay. I was wondering.
I don't know what that is.
Anyway, on that note...
You can find us on Twitter at TheLiquidGamer. Make sure to click the little heart under this episode so we can see some love. Mm-hmm. Next episode is going to be Metroid. I guarantee that Dante will do better than 2 out of 10 because he's better than that.
I am.
He's better than that. All right, cool. My name is Ryan.
And I will be Dante.
Good gaming.
All New Ellen, Michael Strahan. Plus, a little cruise ship dancer taking over social media.
People were coming up to me and asking me for autographs. It was kind of awkward. But...
Right, well, it's going to be more awkward now.
Ellen, today at 3 on NBC4. Imagine moving into a new home
and hearing scratching, screeching every night.
Inside the walls, hundreds of bats.
They just took over the house.
I had no idea.
Warning signs, something could be lurking in your home. Today at 5 on NBC4.
Your friends can only handle so much fear. They have a breaking point when adrenaline takes over, and they're not just afraid, they're petrified. Halloween Haunt at King's Dominion will push you to the limits of fear. Come select nights through October 28th for night rides, demented creatures, and terror you've never felt before.
Fear is waiting for you.
Save up to $30 on tickets at kingsdominion.com.
Here it comes again. Lunch. Will it be the same old, same old? Or are you ready to take a vacation from the ordinary with the new Jamaican Jerk Turkey Sub at Firehouse Subs? Freshly sliced smoked turkey breast, craveably sweet mustard sauce, and a hint of Caribbean seasoning. Just $5.55 for a medium. Save time. Order the new Jamaican Jerk Turkey Sub on the Firehouse Subs app. Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs. Save more lives. Participating locations, limited time only, plus tax. Prices may vary for delivery.
Can I get a drum roll, please? Because this is big. It's time for the Xfinity Best Deal of the Year. We're talking huge savings. And ask about even more savings when you add Xfinity Mobile. Okay, that's it. Now you can hit the... There we go. That's simple, easy, awesome. Hurry, our best deal of the year won't last long. To learn more, click, call, or visit a store today. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas.
Old Navy's kicking off the holidays in style with 40% off everything. That's right, everything on your list is on sale now. Get 40% off every pair of jeans, 40% off all sweatshirts and all hoodies, even 40% off all outerwear. Get 40% off all the holiday gifts they want at a price you want. 40% off everything at Old Navy and OldNavy.com now. Hurry in or miss out. Valid 11/14 to 11/19 excludes gift cards, today only and 2 day only deals, gift of the week, clearance, register lane items, Zip Zap stuff, and jewelry. Old Navy's kicking off the holidays in style with 40% off everything. That's right, everything on your list is on sale now. Get 40% off every pair of jeans, 40% off all sweatshirts and all hoodies, even 40% off all outerwear. Get 40% off all the holiday gifts they want at a price you want. 40% off everything at Old Navy and OldNavy.com now. Hurry in or miss out. Valid 11/14 to 11/19 excludes gift cards, today only and 2 day only deals, gift of the week, clearance, register lane items, Zip Zap stuff, and jewelry.